Shalom to all. Today's daf is Yerushalmi Bikurim Daf Tes Vav, and we are starting right at the top of the Amud, and the Vilna's daf is on Chesam Bar Aleph, a little bit into the Amud with the words of Tuna Vidoy. That's a quote from the Mishnah. And today's daf is sponsored Lilu Nishmas Marz Merim Sar Basim Yaakov Moshe. Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. Now we concluded explaining how we know that Bikurim is Chayv and Beer, and it was based off the pasuk of Beer Meisres. So our now discusses Vidoy, which we had said in the Mishnah that both Bikurim and Meisr are Chayv and Vidoy. The Gemara explains how do we know this? Tachsiv, because the pasuk says Ve'onisa Ve'amartel Fneshem Laikecha, and this is the Vidoy of Meisres. Ask the Gemara Ad Kedai. In Meisr, up until now, we know that Meisr has a chiyuv vidoy. Bikurim minayin, how do we know that Bikurim has a din of vidoy as well? Kaida Amar of Yaakov Baracha, B'shem Blazar. It's the same thing that Rav Yaakov Baracha had said B'shem Blazar on the previous Amud, HaKoidesh, HaKoidesh Ho'elyon B'mashma. When the Pasuk says, Biyarti HaKoidesh Min Abayis, so even though again, the Pasuk itself is referring to Meisr, since it just uses the word HaKoidesh, which is a general word, we understand it's talking about some sort of elevated Kedusha, namely Bikurim, so that tells us that Bikurim also has a chiyuv vidoy. We continue explaining. Both these things are usher to an oinain. How do we know this? By Meisr, because the pasuk says, Lo yachalti ba'oini mimenu, I didn't eat from it in my state of aninos. And once again, ad gedoin Meisr, we know this by Meisr, Bikurim minayin. How do we know it applies by Bikurim? And it's the same answer, Kaida Amar of Yaakov Baracha, B'shem Reb Lazar, HaKoidesh, HaKoidesh Ho'elyon B'mashma. So it also applies to Bikurim. But now the Gemara asks, Tanina on Kol Ilein Milaya, Reb Shimon Palig. We listed all these things in the Mishnah, and Reb Shimon had argued on them, as we quote Reb Shimon Matur, Reb Shimon Paiter. So he argues with all these things. But Gabi Vidui, less Reb Shimon Palig. By Vidui, Reb Shimon doesn't argue. It doesn't say in the Mishnah Reb Shimon argues on the case of Vidui. But why would that be? If all these things fit under the same pasuk, as we kept on quoting that they all come from the same pasuk, why would Reb Shimon Dafka not argue by Vidui and seem to say that there is Vidui by Bikurim? And the answer is we're misunderstanding Reb Shimon saying Vidui is Kriya. The Vidui, at least according to Reb Shimon in the Mishnah, is referring to Kriya, meaning reading the pasukim of Bikurim that we've been discussing this entire Masechta. Veless Reb Shimon Palig. Reb Shimon doesn't argue on that. Because the pasuk tells us Ve'anisva Marta, and that's called Mikra Bikurim. It has nothing to do with Vidui, like Vidui Maestris. Has to do with reading the Pesukim of Bikurim. That of course Reb Shimon doesn't argue on. Now we can explain the Mishnah Va'aisun Kol Shehein. So now we further clarify. Kena Masnisa. This is what the Mishnah is saying. Va'aisun Kol Shehein Milochel BiYerushalayim. That if there's some sort of Tyrovis, there's a mixture that Maestris Sheni or Bikurim get mixed into Chulin. They're Aser even if it's just a Kolshu and there's no Bittul because it could be brought up to Yerushalayim. Or is Reb Shimon Mati? Reb Shimon allows this. And also the Mishnah had said Vigdulein Asurin Milochel BiYerushalayim. If Maestr or Bikurim were planted, that which grows is also usher because it could be brought up to Yerushalayim. And once again, Reb Shimon Matir, Reb Shimon allows this as well. And Va'af Lazarim, Va'af Lebehim, Reb Shimon Matir, Reb Shimon allows this for Zarim and for animals. In other words, the Gemara is just emphasizing that Reb Shimon argues on the following cases in the Mishnah. If Bikurim got mixed into Chulin, and if Bikurim or Meisr got planted, Reb Shimon holds that they're mutter for people and animals. And since this wasn't 100% clear in the Mishnah, the Gemara just wanted to clarify that. Now, in the ensuing discussion, it's important to keep in mind that there's two things that we're talking about. Number one, Bittul and Chulin, or that this thing was planted. And so now the Gemara tells us, Va'ufra Abanan Moedai Lei, their Abanan also agreed to Reb Shimon. What does that mean they agree to him? So they only argue this Isser is applicable outside Yerushalayim, because since there's still the issue of Mechitzais, these things, namely Meisr, Sheni, and Bikurim, are outside the Mechitzais of Yerushalayim, and they need to be brought up to Yerushalayim either which way, they're considered a Davar Sheyesh Lei Matirin, and we know that Davar Sheyesh Lei Matirin has no Bittul. However, once in Yerushalayim, the Chacham agree that there is Bittul for Zarim, because it's not a Davar Sheyesh Lei Matirin anymore. And the question is, how do we know this? So the Gemara continues, Mindu Masiv Loin, from the fact that Reb Shimon asked the Chacham the following question, Inatem Vaidin, don't you agree, Shehin Mutarin Lazarin, that these things are Mutar for Zarim, Shehin Mutarin Lachilis Behema, that they're Mutar for Achilis Behema? And by the same token, Viesh Mechitza Lachilis Zarim, Viesh Mechitza Lachilis Behema, is there this din of Mechitzais in regards to Zarim eating or in regards to Behemoth eating? Therefore, Tesla Von Bez on top, Reb Shimon concludes his question to the Rabbanon, Kashem Shehin Mechitza Lazarim Ula Behema, we have to add that in, just like there's no din of Mechitzais for Zarim. And behemoth, kachin mechitza lachilas adam kaihanim. There shouldn't be a din of mechitza to prevent regular people and kaihanim from eating this. In other words, Reb Shimon is asking the Rabbanon, you agree that there's no gezeira on gidulin. So why aser gidulim outside Yerushalayim? In the case of bittul, you might be right that although if we have the proper proportion for bittul, we still have an issue of mechitzais, and therefore when we have a tarivus, a mixture, we would have to bring it up to Yerushalayim. But what about gidulin? You Rabbanon agree that there's no gezeram gidulin outside Yerushalayim because the iser isn't here anymore and it's mutter to Zarim outside Yerushalayim, so why not permit it for Kaihanim as well? And on this, Rabbanan Amrin, and the Rabbanan responded, Yerushalayim asu oisa kedavar sheyesh lematirin. Yerushalayim itself makes this thing considered a davar sheyesh lematirin. Kamadet tamer davar sheyesh lematirin, oisar kolshehu, just like whenever we have a davar sheyesh lematirin, it asers even with a kolshehu, we say that there's no bittul, because it eventually will become permitted, whatever that case may be, there's multiple scenarios. With a chavaseh, similarly, Yerushalayim oisar kolshehu, Yerushalayim also asers a kolshehu. In other words, since any davar shesh l'matirim is also with a kalshu in regards to gedulin as well, since they could be brought up to Yerushalayim, they're considered a davar shesh l'matirim and remain also for kehanim until they're brought up. Now, bottom line, we see that their entire discussion revolves around outside Yerushalayim, but we learn from here that once inside Yerushalayim, the Chum agree that there would be betol. Now, further clarifying, ma pligin Reb Shem v'Rabbanan, what's the machlekes Reb Shem v'Rabbanan? Begidulin, only with gedulin. When either maaser or bikurim were planted, the thing that grew, is it aser until brought to Yerushalayim, or is it mutter even outside? And that's machlekes Reb Shimon's mater and the Chum aser. Aval be'erivin, but in regards to tarivis, to a mixture, of Reb Shimon ma'idai, even Reb Shimon agrees, meaning Reb Shimon agrees that if maaser got mixed into chulin, it's aser and there's no betol. Ask the Gemara, ma bein erivin, ma bein gedulin. So what's the difference between erivin and gedulin? If there's a tarivis, Reb Shimon agrees that it's aser and by gedulin it's not, why? What's the difference? And the answer is, a ruvin be'en on hain. When we have a tarivis, a mixture, the isra is still be'en, it's still here. Even maybe from a halachic standpoint, we say that there's betol, it's still somewhere in the mixture, and therefore Reb Shimon's machmer. But gedulin, kvar betolu. The gedulin were ready betol. This thing was taken, placed into the ground, something brand new grew, so we don't have the old isra anymore, and therefore Reb Shimon's mekel. The chum are still machmer, as we had just said, that they have this gezeira, because the fact that we have mechitzas of Yerushalayim, that turns it into a davar shesh l'matirin. But again, it's just a gezeira, it's a chumra, and that's Reb Shimon's mekel when we're dealing with gedulin. Now, further clarification of this, k'mod Reb Shimon ma'idai l'rabbanin be'irvei meiser, aval be'irvei bikurin k'gedulin hein. Reb Shimon only agrees with the rabbanon that we're going to be machmir when we're dealing with a mixture of meiser. When meiser got mixed into chulin, then we're going to be machmir. But if we have a mixture of bikurim into chulin, that's treated just like gedulin, and we're actually going to be mekel. Where do we get this from? Well, because we have a brisa. V'cheinu Reb Shimon, Reb Shimon says b'feirosh ena bikurin oisin say ervein v'gedulin milocha b'Yerushalayim. Bikurim are not going to aser that what they get mixed into, or if they get planted, and this thing, either this mixture or the new thing that grew, is not going to have to be brought up to Yerushalayim. So here we have Reb Shimon's shita b'feirosh, and obviously the question is ma bein meiser, ma bein bikurin. What's the difference between meiser and bikurim? Why when there's a tarivis of meiser is a Shimon machmir, whereas when there's a tarivis of bikurim he's mekel? And the answer is meiser ein le aliyah, bikurim yesh le aliyah. Meiser doesn't have a din of aliyah, but bikurim does. We've discussed this many times when dealing with betol, that let's say for example with truma, when we have one saw that falls into 100, so there's betol. However, there's a din of aliyah. We have to take out one saw and treat it as truma, and it's the same thing with bikurim. If one saw of bikurim gets mixed into 100 chulin, there's betol, but we have to be male, we have to take out that one saw, and meiser doesn't have this din. Once there's betol, and nothing has to be taken out. Now, since with bikurim, there's this din of aliyah, we have to take out that one saw, that means the iser isn't be'en anymore. It's not here. It's like gidulin. It's like it disappeared, and therefore it's not considered a davar shesh l'matirin, so we could be mekel. Now, we just further clarify one point. Tassayin amin alf on top, have a madr Reb Shimon ma'idai l'rabbanan b'davar she'ein lo aliyah. In this nekuda, the Reb Shimon agrees to Rabbanan with something that doesn't have an aliyah, namely meiser, and we consider the iser be'en. Nonetheless, ma'idai Reb Shimon ba'isa asa she'ela mitoich me'a, Reb Shimon does agree with that one saw which was taken out of the 100. This is referring to the bikurim. When we have that one saw which is removed and we're treating it as bikurim, shehi tu'una mechitza u'tu'una hava, that's a proper girsa, that it needs mechitza and hava, which means that saw does need to be brought up to Yerushalayim. Again, even though Reb Shimon is mekel with tarivis of bikurim, and we explain that's because it has his din of aliyah, we're going to remove a saw and treat it as the one that fell in. So the 100 saw that are remaining, those were the ones that caused the betel, and they're allowed to be eaten even outside Yerushalayim. But that one saw that was removed, since we're treating it as bikurim, so of course Reb Shimon agrees that it has to be brought up to Yerushalayim and eaten over there. However, Rabbanan Amar and Rabbanan hold kulein tu'unas mechitza u'tu'unas hava. Everything here need mechitzas and need hava. They need to be brought up to Yerushalayim, and they're not mekel, as we explained previously. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow. Continue to talk about this. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.